This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
If you are worn out this weekend, chances are you either went to the still ongoing Fayetteville Roots Festival,
right,
which happened all over downtown Fayetteville and continues tonight at George's Majestic Lounge. Perhaps you went to Frisco Fest in Rogers. Well, get your rest because we are in nonstop festival and fair mode in this area now until at least New Year's Eve.
And so Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis takes a look at what festivals mean to Fayetteville.
This past week, we've had plenty of talk about festivals here on Ozarks. On Thursday, we profiled a new festival held at the Evelyn Hills Shopping Center in Midtown Fayetteville. The Evelyn Chills Festival, as it was dubbed, was an event designed with the idea of helping out. For one thing, proceeds from the festival went to the March of Dimes. Melissa Wood was the representative from the March of Dimes present at the event.
They have a lot of different things. You know, March of Dimes, we're going to be celebrating our 75th anniversary next year, and we've been able to be a part of for 75 years because of volunteers. So it's volunteers like the committee that got this festival together that have been able to support March of Dimes, and volunteers all across the country do events like this to support March of Dimes.
The festival was also designed to help in another way. Alexa McGriff is the marketing director of Ozark Natural Foods. She came up with the idea for the festival and intended for it to help raise awareness about some of the businesses in Midtown Fayetteville.
We just thought a lot about how Uptown and Downtown Fayetteville have a lot of stuff going on, and they're really cool places, and Midtown is kind of hurting, and we really wanted to bring Midtown back to Fayetteville and liven it up a bit, and so that's kind of where the idea came from.
The turnout at the festival was respectable enough for a first-year festival. It attracted between 50 and 100 people in the first hour after the festival began. The inspiration for the festival came from another successful upstart festival in another part of Fayetteville.
You know, I really got the idea from Block Street Block Party. I think it's a really cool thing, and obviously it's not as big as that, but we just wanted to start small this year and see how we could do it, and then, you know, continue to model it after that for the next couple years.
The Block Street Block Party started in 2011. Hannah Withers is the owner of Little Bread Company, one of the businesses on Block Avenue that helped throw the Block Street Block Party. She says that Wendy Finn from I Am Spa came up with the idea for the festival.
We were under construction a couple of years ago, and I don't think anyone had anything planned for any kind of ribbon cutting or inviting customers and people back down to Block because we'd been under construction for so long. I think that we wanted to have a monumental, here we are here, it looks beautiful, and we're open, and we're all still here.
Like the Chills Fest, Withers says that the Block Party is more about giving back than getting profits in return.
Our volunteer community in Fayetteville is very small, so it's a nice way to pay back people that have put a lot of time into helping us coordinate these festivals. I think Roots is the same way with Feed Fayetteville. But I think it also just doesn't need to be a moneymaker for us, for our organization particularly. We want to promote our street and we want to participate in our community, but we're not really looking to make anything off of it. We don't have a year-long full-time staff that needs to be employed. We don't have anything like that. There's no need for us to market it as something that we need to walk away from, so it's easy to give it back to the people that have participated with us.
Even though the festival organizers may operate on the idea of giving back to a cause worthy of giving, in reality, they are also giving back to the city and raising awareness of Fayetteville itself. Steve Clark is the president of the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce.
Festivals bring in guests who not only spend money while they're here enjoying the festival, like the Roots Festival that's this weekend, which brings people from all over the country and all over the region, but we get a chance to showcase Fayetteville to them, and that gives them a second reason to come back or a third reason to come back. So the festival is very important in getting that first-time visitor to come to Fayetteville and then getting them to return.
But even with the idea of giving back, the Block Party and Chills Fest both raise awareness of the commercial districts that the festivals are held in. In fact, McGriff says that is one of the original motives behind the Chills Fest.
We just thought a lot about how Uptown and Downtown Fayetteville have a lot of stuff going on, and they're really cool places, and Midtown is kind of hurting, and we really wanted to bring Midtown back to Fayetteville and liven it up a bit, and so that's kind of where the idea came from.
John Metters, a Fayetteville resident who was an attendee of the Chills Fest, said that the Midtown Festival was a nice change of pace for that part of town.
This is a part of town you don't often see people outside. This is a part of town where people are indoors, mostly in businesses, so it's nice to see people just out celebrating something.
But downtown Fayetteville is an area that logically lends itself to a festival atmosphere by nature of its location and because of the bars, businesses, and other entertainment venues that call downtown home. But even the Dixon Street and downtown square areas have seen their share of festivals come and go. Jesse Lang is the owner of Good Things Boutique and a member of the Block Street Businesses Association. She says that the block party helps fill gaps left in the downtown festival scene, left by events that faded into the background.
Well, there used to be other festivals downtown, which has really kind of slacked off over the years, and so it just seemed kind of like it made sense to get back into that. People loved coming downtown for Autumn Fest years ago, and that hasn't happened in a while, and even this past year, Spring Fest didn't even happen, so I think, you know, it just proves that there is a desire for that within the community, and it's really exciting that we were able to make that happen.
One could even say that the many festivals throughout the year help create the funkiness of Fayetteville.
It definitely makes Fayetteville unique, and because it is such an interesting place to live and work and play, it's just another way that we can feature what we've got here and, you know,
and celebrate it. Uh-huh. I mean, it's a great way to highlight the weirdness that we have in Fayetteville and the uniqueness of our community is to throw a party. I mean, even Bikes and Blues, although it's a national festival, there's a huge group of people. There's a big cross-section of people that are into that kind of festival that live here in Fayetteville.
Regardless of what effect festivals have on the atmosphere of Fayetteville, Clark says that the native atmosphere of Fayetteville naturally draws festivals to town for people of all walks of life.
We also are such a scenic part of Arkansas, but also of the country. The Ozarks are the highest points between the Appalachians on the East Coast and the Rockies on the and the West. And with the national forest lands that we have and the state forests and park lands that we have, we're so scenic and beautiful. It's it's a great setting for festivals of any type, and we have many types, as you know, both focusing on international issues and on roots and on music and on movies and on bicycle racing and on motorcycles. And so we're not without festivals.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.